Finding a space to create and present art is as old as primitive cave paintings or gathering around a campfire. But in 21st century New York, rent for studios, galleries, rehearsal, and performance spaces can be prohibitive. As part of our series, Making It in NYC, reporter Jeff London finds several entrepreneurial artists and presenters who are coming up with new solutions to age-old problems.
Adam Huttler is founder and executive director of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit technology company which helps artists with the business aspects of their work, raising money, building audiences, finding affordable space. They've got clients from all over the United States, but Huttler says New York in particular is an expensive place to make art.
Constraints and challenges like the real estate situation in New York are always going to breed innovative new ideas. You have to. If you don't have the option of doing the easy thing, you've got to find something different that you can do. And some of the really great revolutionary ideas come out of that context.
One of those revolutionary ideas is SpaceFinder, an online tool that Fractured Atlas offers to link artists with venues. Lisa Niedermeyer runs the program and says SpaceFinder doesn't even need to ask artists or landlords to participate.
The good thing about New York being a go-to resource is they find us. You know, they really are either doing a Google search or seeing that somebody shared it on social media or word of mouth that, hey, and it's a free resource, including uploading a calendar. So that's a pretty, you know, duh, why aren't we doing this move if you have space and you're looking to connect to people looking for space?
Joel Glassman, a 25-year-old grad student in theater management, has taken advantage of some of Fractured Atlas's services. He runs a company called Bookshop Workshops, which develops new plays by presenting readings in independent bookstores in Brooklyn.
I like the snow.
And what about
how it looks when it falls?
That's a bit of a play by Seth Simons in a bookshop in Cobble Hill. Joel Glassman says everyone wins with this arrangement. The playwrights hear their works in space that's been donated for free, and the bookstores get potential new customers walking through their doors.
We usually are in the center of this bookstore, so people meandering around end up, sometimes they literally just sit down and stay for an hour and a half and listen to the entire play, or they just listen to a few minutes of it.
And Glassman says audience members frequently tell him,
"Oh, I went back to that bookstore and I bought a book, and now I know to go there in this neighborhood." So it's kind of a merging of lots of different worlds.
Bookshop Workshops has figured out a way to develop plays inexpensively, but what about visual artists who are getting squeezed out of affordable studio space? A company called Artbuilt Mobile Studios is trying to find a solution to that by creating tiny studios on wheels, which can be built with off-the-shelf components and transported anywhere. Esther Robinson, one of the co-founders, showed me the prototype parked next to the Queens Museum.
We felt strongly like the mobile studios work best in highly contested real estate cities and highly disinvested cities. So cities where there isn't strong infrastructure, you could have a studio that's off-grid and still function at the highest level. You could put it in infill lots or on, you know, you could create really exciting new destinations with an alternate commercial corridor. There's a lot of exciting things you could do.
So with $13,000, some trips to Home Depot, and lots of sweat equity, they built the mobile studio, which had a test residency in Queens last summer. It's 8.5 feet wide and 19 feet long, but feels surprisingly roomy inside.
This is to studios what the food truck movement is to restaurants, right? It's not a solution for all, but it's a really exciting solution for some.
Artbuilt is still struggling to figure out the whole question of getting permits. These studios can't just be parked anywhere legally. And this summer, they plan to be parked in various public spaces around New York. But artist Matthew Jensen, who spent a month in the studio last summer, thinks it could be an interesting solution to one of his perennial problems. He used to rent space in Gowanus and Tribeca, but can't afford it anymore.
The more art I made, the less money I had to have a space. So that was kind of ironic. Having a permanent space that is available and secure can be transformative, and not having one can be a problem.
So his time in the mobile studio was more than welcome. He kept the door open, and adults and children visiting Flushing Meadows Park often came in to watch him work. Connecting artists with audiences in a dynamic, affordable way is what another organization, Group Muse, is all about.
We have to tune.
Okay, cool.
We have a couple of
issues. This is first class. Sam's the
CEO. In an apartment in Brooklyn, dozens of 20-somethings sit on the floor for a house concert. A string quartet of Juilliard students offers a performance of Dvorak, Mendelssohn, and Schubert. Group Muse is the brainchild of Sam Bodkin. Their website allows anyone with an apartment to create an event in about 90 seconds. Group Muse then hooks the host up with musicians. The event is advertised on the site. People RSVP and voila, it's a party. The audience, most of whom don't know each other, brings food and wine, and there's a suggested donation of $10, says Bodkin.
They just have a really, really wonderful time. They're blown away by the music. It was way more intense and dynamic and involved than they ever thought classical music could be. But also, they've had an unabashedly positive social experience. And I think that that's ultimately the reason why we've had such success.
There are Group Muses every single evening here in New York and many other cities across the U.S. Liz Fernandez, who recently moved to Brooklyn, says she goes once a week.
It's an opportunity to bring people together, so it's not just this exclusive thing. It's accessible to everyone, and it's open to anyone that wants to see it on the website that can come and join, and it's such a great way to meet people in a city.
Fractured Atlas's Lisa Niedermeyer says finding new ways of bringing art to audiences and in ways that don't cost that much goes on in every generation here in New York. It's just that now there's a strong online component, new tools to solve age-old problems. For WNYC, I'm Jeff London.